Hare Krishna. So, today, tomorrow, and day after tomorrow, we will be discussing the glories of Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat. A very, very important book for all of us. And since we generally, in normal course of our classes, do not discuss this book, it would be a good idea to have a 3-day session every morning talking about this glorious book. Of course, as we all know, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the Yuga Avatar. He is the incarnation for the age of Kali, but he is not an ordinary incarnation. Of course, no incarnation is ordinary in the sense that every incarnation is directly the Lord Himself. Nevertheless, even amongst the incarnations, there is a distinction. There are various types of incarnations, as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has taught Himself. And Krishna, the Lord of Vrindavan, who relishes sweet pastimes in Goloka, is known as the Avatari, meaning that he is the source or the origin of all the other avatars or expansions. The word avatar means one who descends. Avatarati iti avataraha. One who descends into this world from the spiritual world is called an avatar. So Krishna's numerous expansions descend into this world and therefore are known as avatars. And the origin of all the avatars, that's Krishna, also descends into this world. So he is also in that sense an avatar. However, because he is the source of all the expansions of Godhead, the fountainhead, to use Srila Prabhupada's words. Therefore, he is distinguished from the other avatars by the use of the term avatari, which means that he is the origin of all the avatars of Krishna. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is in the category of avatari. In other words, he is directly Krishna, the source of all the other avatars. He is not an expansion of the original Godhead Krishna. So this is an important distinction for us to understand, a theological point that is very important. So inasmuch as Sri Krishna of Vrindavan is avatari, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is also avatari Krishna. He is simply the same Krishna of Vrindavan who has accepted the mood of Srimati Radharani and also her complexion. Radha Bhava Dyuti Suvalitam Naumi Krishna Swarupam. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's advent is further significant because he has come to give in this Kali Yuga something that no incarnation has given previously. Now the coming of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also coincides with the time of descent of an ordinary avatar of the Lord. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu does not descend in every Kali Yuga. He comes only once in the day of Brahma, once in many, many Kali Yugas. And in this one Kali Yuga in which he descends, the other avatar doesn't come, the avatars that come in Kali Yuga in normal course of events do not come because now the original avatari has come himself. So therefore he plays the role of the Yuga avatar also. He propagates the Yuga Dharma, which is the function of the Yuga avatar. But in addition, he has come for the purpose of relishing that love of Vrindavan from the perspective of a devotee of Krishna and the topmost devotee, that is Srimati Radharani. And not only that, he has come to award to the world what the previous yuga avatars in any yuga have not given. And that is the love of Vrindavan, something very special. Unnata ujjvala rasarasam svabhakti shriyam. So that unnata, very progressive, very elevated rasam, ujjvala, unnata ujjvala rasam, that very effulgent, transcendental mellow of conjugal rasa in Vrindavan, which others have not given. So this is the significance of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in brief. So without Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, how could we have understood what is Vrindavan? How could we have understood what are the mellows of Vrindavan? What are the pastimes of Krishna in Vrindavan? Impossible for us to understand these very, very esoteric and deep subjects. So therefore Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the savior of this age. As one of our acharyas have written, he has composed a song, Yadi Gauruna Hoito, Tabe Ki Hoito. If Gauranga Mahaprabhu wasn't there, what would have happened? And indeed, that's a deep statement. If we didn't have Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, how would we have understood what is Vrindavan? What are the pastimes of Vrindavan? We would have been left to the speculations of many, many others. Even the other Vaishnava Sampradayas, they are often in the mood of Vaikuntha, in the mood of awe and reverence. They worship Lakshmi Narayan. Very rarely do we find the Sampradayas, even the bona fide Vaishnava Sampradayas, speaking about Radha Krishna or Krishna's pastimes in Vrindavan. Of course, there are sampradayas like the Nimbarka Sampradaya which do talk about them. Nevertheless, the way in which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has presented these teachings, these principles, are something very, very unique. So the biographers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, surprisingly, have been very few. You know, one would think that considering the theological importance of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his significance for the world, there would have been many, many biographers. Somehow, in India, history has never been, historiography or writing of history has never been a strong tradition, although it's there in the Puranas. But of late, in the last 1,000 years or so, we see that historical tradition has never been so emphatically asserted, and you don't have so much of detailed literature as one would have liked. There are, of course, many historical narrations, but authorized narrations in detail are few and far between. And very often, even in the last 1,000 years, historical narrations have been given by visitors coming from other lands, from Arabia, from China, and so on. So for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, not so much is known, except what his few biographers have written. That's quite a lot in a sense, but still there's a lot that could have been said. The best known work of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is, of course, the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Because without the Chaitanya Charitamrita, we would not have understood what Mahaprabhu is. And of course, that's the most common book for us as ISKCON devotees regarding Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The original work of dealing with the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are the works of Murari Gupta, one of the childhood friends of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He wrote the Chaitanya Charita Mahakavya, that was in Sanskrit, and that he composed somewhere around 1533. And that is, of course, when Mahaprabhu was still on the planet. His manifest pastimes were still going on. Mahaprabhu performed his manifest pastimes for 48 years, starting 1486. So, from then on, 1534. So, The Chaitanya Charita Mahakavya was compiled by Murari Gupta just around the time of Mahaprabhu's disappearance, just a little before that. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami points out that he has relied upon two works primarily for compiling his work, the Chaitanya Charitamrita. One is the Chaitanya Charita of Murari Gupta, and the other are the notes of Swarup Damodar Goswami. Swarup Damodar Goswami wasn't there for long in the Navadvip pastimes of Mahaprabhu. He was primarily there in the Jagannath Puri pastimes of Mahaprabhu. But Murari Gupta was there all through in Navadvip. Being a childhood friend, he was aware of all the pastimes of the Lord. So the childhood pastimes, the youthful pastimes in Navadvip have been recorded by Murari Gupta in his notes, which are called the Kadachas. And then later, in Jagannath Puri, Swarup Damodar Goswami elaborately wrote his notes. And those notes then were heard by Raghunath Das Goswami, because he was under the care and shelter and training of Swarup Damodar Goswami. Raghunath Das Goswami had been personally handed over to Swarup Damodar Goswami. There are many Raghunaths in Chaitanya Leela. There is one Raghunath Das, different from Raghunath Das Goswami. There is also Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, and there is Raghunath Das Goswami. So to distinguish Raghunath Das Goswami from the other two Raghunaths, he is known as Swarupera Raghunath. That means the Raghunath of Swarup Damodar, because Swarup Damodar was a Shiksha Guru. So Raghunath Das Goswami heard in great detail from Swarup Damodar about the pastimes of Mahaprabhu. Raghunath Das Goswami also personally witnessed many of those pastimes, and many that he could not witness, he heard about from Swarup Damodar, who was probably the most intimate associate of Mahaprabhu in his Puri Leela. So Raghunath Das Goswami came to Vrindavan later, after Mahaprabhu's disappearance, intending to commit suicide because he could not bear the thought of separation from Mahaprabhu. Nevertheless, Rupa and Sanatan Goswamis prevailed upon him to not do that and urged him to live on in Vrindavan like their younger brother, and they could together relish discussions of the pastimes of Krishna and Mahaprabhu. So he agreed and lived at Radha Kund, and every evening he would speak for hours on Chaitanya Leela. This is where Kaviraj Goswami would sit and hear Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes. So therefore, having put together what he heard from Raghunath Das Goswami, which came from Murari Gupta, from Swarup Damodar, and also Murari Gupta's pastimes, putting it all together, Kaviraj Goswami wrote his magnum opus, the Chaitanya Charitamrita, the text that we are most familiar with in relation to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, there is much that is written about the Chaitanya Bhagavat of Vrindavan Das Thakur, which we're going to be talking about today, tomorrow, and day after. So, while the Chaitanya Charita Mahakavya was compiled in the year 1533, we also see that there was another book that was compiled on Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes, which is not so well known, but amongst the Gaudiyas, it is certainly well known, and that is the Chaitanya Mangal of Lochan Das Thakur, who was a disciple of Narhari Sarkar Thakur. Lochan Das Thakur is known also for his beautiful poems and his songs. He based his book, the Chaitanya Mangal, primarily on the Chaitanya Charita Mahakavya. But he has added so much nectar. He has given his own realizations, and he has compiled it or composed it in the ordinary Bengali language of his day, whereas Chaitanya Charita Mahakavya was in Sanskrit and not understandable to many people. So Lochan Das Thakur referred to the Chaitanya Charita Mahakavya and wrote it in very, very simple language that the common man could understand. That was around 1537. And around the same period, roughly, as the Chaitanya Bhagavat of Vrindavan Das Thakur. Vrindavan Das Thakur compiled the Chaitanya Bhagavat, and that was originally known as the Chaitanya Mangal. So these are the books primarily that we refer to for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes. So we have the Chaitanya Mahakavya, Charita Mahakavya, and the principal copy is not usually referred to so much. So it's just the other three, and among the other three also, Chaitanya Mangal is known but not so much referred to by the devotees in general within ISKCON. Although it's a very sweet text, and it's something that we can certainly read and we should read when we get the time. The two principal books, however, are the Chaitanya Charitamrita and Chaitanya Bhagavat. Srila Prabhupada translated and extensively commented upon the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Why did he not comment upon and translate the Chaitanya Bhagavat? He wanted to, he didn't have the time. And also there was an extensive translation and commentary by Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur in Bengali. And the purports of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta for this Chaitanya Bhagavat are very, very extensive. In some cases the purports run into pages. Very, very insightful and of course delightful purports also. So Srila Prabhupada definitely wanted to, and in his teachings we find many quotes where he does say that he would have liked to translate the Chaitanya Bhagavat. He urges us, all of us, his followers, to read Chaitanya Bhagavat because it's so important. In the best way to understand the glories of the Chaitanya Bhagavat would be to hear it from the mouth of another Bhagavat. As you know, the word Bhagavat refers to Bhagavan, Krishna. So that which is connected to Bhagavan or Bhagavat is called Bhagavat. So there are two kinds of Bhagavat. There's the person Bhagavat and there's the book Bhagavat. For example, we have the Srimad Bhagavatam, which is the book that narrates the pastimes about Bhagavan, about Bhagavat, Krishna. Similarly, there is a person Bhagavat, who is also important because we cannot understand the book Bhagavat without the person Bhagavat. So, in the book of Vrindavan Das Thakur is called the Chaitanya Bhagavat. Just as the book about Krishna's Vrindavan and other pastimes are called Srimad Bhagavat. And another great devotee of the Lord, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, an intimate associate of Mahaprabhu, is the one who is describing the glories of the Chaitanya Bhagavat. So we'll try to see the Chaitanya Bhagavat for today through the eyes of Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. That's the best thing we can do. It takes one to know one. If you want to know the glories of someone who is great in a particular field, then you have to hear it authoritatively from another person who is also considered great in that field. If you want to know the glories of a great mathematician, then you have to hear it from another accomplished mathematician. Somebody who is not a mathematician will not be able to truly appreciate the glories of that other mathematician. But someone who's very expert in mathematics can understand how significant the contribution of another great mathematician has been. Similarly, to truly understand how somebody, how Vrindavan Das Thakur and his book are great, we can hear through the lotus mouth of Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. Surely, there may be others who are not accomplished devotees who may glorify Chaitanya Bhagavat. But then we're not sure whether that's authoritative or not, and that glorification may sometimes be mistaken also. It may sometimes be sentimental. or they may sometimes want to glorify a certain person or a book, may end up actually blaspheming it, as it happened in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes, in as described in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. One time a poet from Bengal came to Jagannath Puri, and he was very eager that his composition on the glories of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu be heard by the devotee community. And Bhagavan Acharya, an associate of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, was very keen. He was a friend of this Bengali poet. So he was keen that the devotees should hear this. However, Swarup Damodar Goswami had been appointed by Mahaprabhu to filter and screen any composition that would be heard by him. So when Bhagavan Acharya approached Swarup Damodar Goswami, Swarup Damodar understood that this person was not a trained Vaishnava. He had not taken shelter of a bona fide Vaishnava Acharya. And therefore, whatever he composed was not bona fide. In some cases, what he said may be true, and in some cases, what he said would be apasiddhanta, that means contrary to the proper devotional conclusions. There would be, Swarup Damodar feared, rasabhas, overlapping of mellows. But nevertheless, because the devotee insisted so much, so Swarup Damodar agreed to hear. And the very first verse of his composition, of the introduction, was applauded heartily by the assembled devotees. But Swarup Damodar did not approve of it at all. And he asked that poet to explain what he meant. And then he pointed out numerous very, very major fundamental faults, theological and philosophical faults in it. We won't go into that today. Fortunately, that poet was very humble, and he didn't take offense to what Swarup Damodar mentioned to him, to his chastisement. And therefore, he received Mahaprabhu's causeless mercy. So the point is that even if somebody sincerely wants to glorify another great personality, such glorification cannot be considered to be bona fide unless that person himself is considered bona fide by the community of devotees. So Kaviraj Goswami's glorification is the authorized glorification of the Chaitanya Bhagavat. And Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, in his introduction to the Chaitanya Bhagavat translation and commentary, has quoted the different verses from the different sections of the Chaitanya Charitamrita. So let's go through the Adi Leela of Chaitanya Charitamrita at different sections where Kaviraj Goswami has glorified the Chaitanya Bhagavat. And he begins with a bang. As you know, Chaitanya, Kaviraj Goswami, Vrindavan Das Thakur, and some of our acharyas used to be sometimes quite strong in their choice of words. And Srila Prabhupada followed in their footsteps. We are all familiar with Srila Prabhupada using words like fools and rascals and so on and so forth. Of course, not that we can try to use these words. We can't get away with it. Many times Srila Prabhupada would talk to very distinguished or respectable people and call them rascal to their face, and they wouldn't take offense. But when some of his disciples, who were very young at that time during book distribution, tried to do that, they didn't quite have the same reaction. And they had very vigorous reactions. And in one case, one of the devotees was slapped on the face because she called somebody a rascal because he didn't take a book or something like that. So, but yes, we can see that sometimes the acharyas use strong language. They're coming, we should know where they're coming from. They're coming from the transcendental realm. They speak in a certain bhava, in a certain mood, a certain transcendental emotion. And we cannot try to imitate them because we are not coming from there. We are not from that platform. So in the Adi Leela, chapter 8 of the Chaitanya Charitamrita, text 33 onwards, Kaviraj Goswami says the follows. Hore mudhe loko shuno chaitanya mangala, chaitanya mahima jate jani besakala. O fools, just read Sri Chaitanya Mangala. By reading this book, you can understand all the glories of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Ore mudha. Mudha means foolish. The word mudha you are familiar with from the Bhagavad Gita. Yes? So mudha means one who is really foolish. So sometimes in that emotion, great devotees like Kaviraj Goswami experience a sense of frustration with the common people not taking advantage of something as sublime and as easy as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy. Something that is so easily available, that is so elevated, and you're not taking advantage of it. So therefore there's a sense of frustration, and the acharyas may therefore chastise the common person and say, fool, just read this Chaitanya Bhagavat and understand what this book is all about, and your life will become sublime. So why is it called Chaitanya Mangal? As I mentioned earlier, the book that Lochan Das Thakur was called Chaitanya Mangal. Actually, even Vrindavan Das Thakur, the author of this book, Chaitanya Bhagavat, had originally titled his book Chaitanya Mangala. However, because Lochan Das Thakur also wrote a book by the same name, and it happened independently and around the same time, therefore, Vrindavan Das Thakur and Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, it is said that they renamed the Chaitanya Mangal of Vrindavan Das Thakur as Chaitanya Bhagavat. So the original name of the Chaitanya Bhagavat is Chaitanya Mangal. So we can see that whenever Kaviraj Goswami refers to the Chaitanya Bhagavat, he calls it the Chaitanya Mangal, because at the time that Kaviraj Goswami wrote the book in 1581, probably it was still called as a Chaitanya Mangal. And it must have been sometime thereafter that it became known as the Chaitanya Bhagavat. So, in the purport, Srila Prabhupada also says that Sri Vrindavan Das Thakur Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat was originally entitled Sri Chaitanya Mangal. But when Sri Lochan Das Thakur later wrote another book named Sri Chaitanya Mangal, Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur changed the name of his own book, which is now therefore known as Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat. The life of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is very elaborately described in Chaitanya Bhagavat, and Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami has already informed us that in his Chaitanya Charitamrita, he has described whatever Vrindavan Das Thakur has not mentioned. The acceptance of Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat by Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami indicates his acceptance of the disciplic succession. A writer of transcendental literature never tries to surpass the previous acharya. It's a very important point. So when Kaviraj Goswami has embarked upon the monumental task of trying to narrate the pastimes of the Lord, not an ordinary task by any means, then he very well understood at that time the importance of taking the blessings of the previous acharyas, of following in their footsteps. And it's also important that any writer of transcendental literature never try to surpass the previous acharyas. This is the custom, this is the etiquette. Any writer of devotional literature will always offer his obeisances and respects to the previous acharyas and will follow in their footsteps and acknowledge his debt and gratitude to those previous acharyas. So Kaviraj Goswami has also followed in the footsteps of the previous acharyas in this regard to this etiquette. Krishna Lila Bhagavate Kohi Vedavyas Chaitanya Lila Ravyasa Vrindavana Das. As Vyasadeva has compiled all the pastimes of Lord Krishna in Srimad Bhagavatam, Thakur Vrindavan Das has depicted the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya. In other words, just as Srila Vyasadeva is a Vyas or editor or compiler of Krishna's pastimes in Vrindavan, similarly Vrindavan Das Thakur is the original, authorized, authentic compiler or editor of the pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The word Vyas means editor or compiler. So actually, in the Gaura Ganodesha Deepika, it is explained that Sri Vrindavan Das Thakur is none other than Vyasadev. Now we all know that the associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Navadvip and Jagannath Puri all had a role to play in the pastimes of Krishna in Vrindavan. That is the so therefore in a book like the Gaura Ganodesha Deepika, the original Vrindavan identities of Mahaprabhu's associates is mentioned. So that's something very, very remarkable to read. And what's also remarkable is that in the personalities in Gaur Leela, there are sometimes multiple personalities that appear. You may have more than one personality from Krishna Leela combining or entering into the same personality. And this is something unique, and it's not surprising. So that particular personality in Gaur Leela may actually manifest depict the qualities of those personalities, the bhava or the mood of those personalities. So in the Gaura Ganodesha Deepika it is mentioned that Vrindavan Das Thakur is Vyasadev. And also Kavi Karnapur, the author of Gaura Ganodesha Deepika, says that a cowherd boyfriend of Krishna, whose name was Kusumapida, he also entered into Vrindavan Das Thakur. So therefore, Vrindavan Das Thakur has a certain mood. He is Vyasa, but he also has the mood of a cowherd boy. Who Kusumapida is a cowherd boyfriend of Krishna. So these are some very remarkable things that we see in the personalities associated with the Lord. Vrindavana dasa koilo chaitanya mangala jahara shravane nashe sarva amangala. Thakur Vrindavan Das has composed Sri Chaitanya Mangala. Hearing this book's annihilates all misfortune. Actually, that's why Lochan Das Thakur and Vrindavan Das Thakur titled their books Chaitanya Mangal, because the word Mangal means auspicious. So by hearing or reading these books, one develops all auspiciousness. Supreme auspiciousness is Krishna consciousness. And here also Kaviraj Goswami says, by reading Chaitanya Mangal, or everything that is amangal, that is inauspicious, is destroyed. Chaitanya nitair jate janiya mahima, jate jani Krishna bhakti siddhante rasima. By reading Sri Chaitanya Mangala, one can understand all the glories and truths of Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda and come to the ultimate conclusion of devotional service to Lord Krishna. Now, in the purport to this verse, Srila Prabhupada explains that even though the Srimad Bhagavatam is our fundamental book, it's the authorized book that talks about the pastimes of Krishna in Vrindavan, nevertheless, it is very elaborate. And very few people can understand its purport. The Bhagavatam is the original commentary on the Vedanta Sutra, the natural commentary written by the very author of the Srimad Bhagavatam, that is Vyasadeva. However, Unfortunately, many people down the ages, even in the modern times, misrepresent the Srimad Bhagavatam because they do not follow in the proper disciplic succession. Therefore, they present the Srimad Bhagavatam in ways that are not authorized. And also, for the sake of their own livelihood or for some other material purpose, they exploit the Srimad Bhagavatam. Srila Prabhupada particularly refers in this purport here to the professional reciters of the Srimad Bhagavatam. There are many of them in India and especially in Vrindavan. So such recitation usually presents the very esoteric conclusions of the Bhagavatam in ways that distort the original purposes of the Srimad Bhagavatam. And therefore, the Vaishnava Acharyas have criticized such approaches to the Srimad Bhagavatam. Many times they want to finish the Srimad Bhagavatam in a week, so they have what's called the Bhagavat Saptaha. Because they want to follow in the footsteps of Parikshit Maharaj and Shukadev Goswami. Shukadev Goswami spoke it in a week. So they also say, we will complete the Bhagavatam in a week. But that's not the authorized way. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta spoke on one verse of Srimad Bhagavatam for a month. So our process is Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. That is, every day we must hear Srimad Bhagavatam, not that we hear it for 1 week, once in a life, or once in a year, or something like that. So therefore, Srila Prabhupada says that under these circumstances, that is, considering that the Srimad Bhagavatam is so misrepresented and so on, it is a great aid for the common man to read Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur's Chaitanya Bhagavat. For thus, he can actually understand devotional service. Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda, due to misunderstanding Srimad Bhagavatam, people are misled regarding the science of Krishna. However, by reading Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur's book, one can very easily understand this science. ভাগবতে যত ভক্তি সিদ্ধান্তের সার লিখিয়াছেন ইহা জানি করিয়া উদ্ধার. ইন শ্রী চৈতন্য মঙ্গল লেটার নোন অ্যাজ শ্রী চৈতন্য ভাগবত, শ্রীল বৃন্দাবন দাস ঠাকুর হ্যাজ গিভেন দ্য কনক্লুশন অ্যান্ড এসেন্স অফ ডিভোশনাল সার্ভিস বাই কোটিং দি অথরিটেটিভ স্টেটমেন্টস অফ শ্রীমদ ভাগবতম. অ্যান ইম্পর্টেন্ট পয়েন্ট. All transcendental literature written by the bona fide devotees of Krishna must ultimately be based on the Srimad Bhagavatam. That is our foundational work. So even the Chaitanya Bhagavat in its conclusions, as it describes the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, is always in keeping with the conclusions of the Srimad Bhagavatam. Chaitanya Mangala Shune Jodi Pashandi Javana Sheho Mahavaishnava Hoye Tatakhana. If even a great atheist hears Sri Chaitanya Mahamangal, Chaitanya Mangal, he immediately becomes a great devotee. So that's the power of the Chaitanya Mangal or the Chaitanya Bhagavat. Manushya Rachite Nare Aiche Grantha Dhanna Vrindavana Dasamukhe Bhakta Sri Chaitanya. The subject matter of this book is so sublime that it appears that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has personally spoken through the writings of Vrindavan Das Thakur. So this is an important thing. Prabhupada also used to say that these books that I have written, my purports, are actually directly dictated by Krishna. So Prabhupada's purports are his devotional ecstasies. Srila Prabhupada used to personally read his own books because he knew these were not his books. They were actually works of Krishna. So similarly, all such great transcendental literatures are transcendentally enacted in this material world. So here also for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes, Vrindavan Das Thakur was fortunate to be the instrument in the hands of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Vrindavana Dasa Pore Koti Namaskar ओछे ग्रंथ कोरिते हूँ तारीला संसार। I offer millions of obeisances unto the lotus feet of Vrindavan Das Thakur. No one else could write such a wonderful book for the deliverance of the fallen souls.
Narayani Chaitanya Uchishtha Bhajana Taragarbhe Janmila Sri Dasa Vrindavana.
Narayani eternally eats the remnants of the food of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur was born of her womb. So naturally, when we hear of a great book, we also want to know about the author. So Kaviraj Goswami is mentioning here the name of the author and his mother. Vrindavan Das Thakur's mother was the great Narayani Devi. And he mentions here that she ate the remnants of the food of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And this pastime is mentioned in the Chaitanya Bhagavat, and I'll tell it briefly now. During Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Mahaprakash Leela, in which he actually exhibited his godhood and fulfilled the desires of all his followers and devotees, he offered some of his own Mahaprasad with his own hands to a little girl called Narayani, who was only 4 years old at that time. This happened in the courtyard of Srivas Thakur. As you know, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would perform congregational chanting of the holy names in the house, in the courtyard of Srivas Thakur, which is known as Srivas Angan, not too far from our ISKCON temple in Mayapur. I'm sure all of you who have been to Mayapur have been to Srivas Angan, which is just walking distance, a few minutes walk from our temple there. So he fed her the Mahaprasadam with his own hands. And then he told her, Narayani, chant Krishna. And then she chanted Krishna, Krishna in great ecstasy. And all the symptoms of devotional ecstasy, like standing of the hairs on end and the throat getting choked with emotion, transcendental emotion, and tears of ecstasy flowing from the eyes and so on. The Ashtasattvika Vikar, the eightfold symptoms of transcendental ecstasy, began to manifest in the person of that little girl who was only 4 years old at that time. And all the devotees assembled there were struck with wonder to see these ecstatic transformations coming about in this little girl, only 4 years old. And thereafter, this incident remained etched in the minds of the devotees like lines on stone. And they would always refer to her as Narayani, who ate the remnants of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Mahaprasadam. Now, interestingly, as I mentioned, that all personalities in Gaura Leela also have a role in Krishna Leela. So who was Narayani? Narayani was a nurse, or rather was a gopi in Goloka Vrindavan, or is a gopi in Goloka Vrindavan, whose name is Kilimbika. This is mentioned by Kavi Karnapur in the Gauda Ganodesha Deepika, and that's also mentioned by Prabhupada in the purport here. Kilimbika was a gopi who used to get the remnants of Krishna's prasadam. So she got the remnants of Krishna's prasadam in Goloka, and in her Gaur Leela role, she also received the Mahaprasadam of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And she was the youngest sister of Ambika, who was another gopi. And this gopi was a nurse for Krishna in the position of a mother. And this Ambika became, in Gaur Leela, the wife of Srivas Thakur, whose name was Malini Devi. And Narayani Devi was actually the niece of Srivas Thakur. Srivas Thakur had an elder brother whose name was Sri Nalina Pandit, and Narayani was the daughter of Nalina Pandit. So Vrindavan Das Thakur was Narayani's son. So Vrindavan Das Thakur thus became the grand nephew, something like the grandson of Srivas Thakur. So these points are explained by Srila Prabhupada here. So which goes to show how fortunate Vrindavan Das Thakur is. So he wasn't an ordinary personality. He was born from Narayani, the great devotee of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. There's not much mentioned about the father of Vrindavan Das Thakur, and Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur explains that that is probably because his father was not such a noteworthy exalted devotee. He may have been a devotee, but may not have been outstanding or exceptional, and therefore his name doesn't appear so much when descriptions of Vrindavan Das Thakur are given.
Tarakiyadbhuta chaitanya charita varnana jaharashra varne shuddha koila tribhuvana.
What a wonderful description he has given of the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya. Anyone in the three worlds who hears it is purified. And then finally he concludes in this section. Okay, we'll talk about that tomorrow. See, he talks about which pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that Vrindavan Das Thakur wrote in his Chaitanya Bhagavat. And with great hesitation, almost feeling some nervousness, Kaviraj Goswami begins to write his Chaitanya Charitamrita, because, you know, he feels very uncomfortable when Vrindavan Das Thakur has already written about the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. How could I be so impudent as to repeat that task and also write about those pastimes when an exalted personality has already done it? So this is the nature of a Vaishnava. He always hesitates to tread in those territories which are dangerous. One should never try to surpass a previous acharya. So on this note, we'll conclude our session today, and we'll speak more about this tomorrow and day after. Shri Chaitanya Bhagavat ki jai, Shri Chaitanya Charitamrita ki jai, Shri Vrindavan Das Thakur ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Gaur Premanande, Hare Krishna.